Unit 1, page 11, exercises 1, 2 and 3, and essential page 5, exercises 1, 2 and 3.
I'm reading this psychology book and it asks, what makes you, you?
That's obvious, isn't it? I mean, I'm here. I'm me.
What makes you, you? Is it your body or your mind or a bit of both?
You always ask these really weird questions.
Well, I'm going to ask you some more questions. Think about a friend. Someone you've known for a long time.
Okay, I'm thinking of someone I've known since I was 5.
Can you describe that person?
She's tall, slim. She's got long, dark hair.
Good. Most descriptions concentrate on physical features at first, but people are body and mind. So what about this friend's personality?
She's confident and reliable. She's very organised. But she can be mean.
Okay. Can you think of experiences you've shared? The first time you met? Something fun you did together? These memories form your mental picture of another person.
Yeah. Well, we do a lot of schoolwork together, and we're going to do a psychology project. But she keeps asking really weird questions.
The friend is me. Did you just say I was mean?
I was joking. You're really generous, kind, funny.
I get it. Now, imagine my body looks exactly the same, but my brain is missing. Is this person, this body, still me? I'll never be able to speak to you or laugh with you. We'll never form memories together.
Wow. No, Alice. That's not you.
Now imagine the opposite. My brain has been put inside a robot. The robot can walk and talk, and its brain is my brain. It's me inside that robot. I've got the same amazing personality, generous, reliable, sociable. But I look completely different. Is that still me?
Well, it's more like you, but I'm not sure.
See? It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really makes you think. What makes you, you? Is it your body or your mind, or a bit of both?